What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week number 2. If you didn't hear last week, we've decided to switch up the format a little bit. So just to make the podcast a little bit shorter, a little more digestible, we split up the Article of the Week and then the actual full topic of the week. So the full topic of the week is going to be about soy baby formula. But right now, we're going to talk about an Article of the Week, which is called Dietitians Put Seal on Kraft Singles. And we're just going to talk about really the corruption in that industry. So Tom, you want to talk about that article real quick?
Yeah, so I don't want to bash Kraft Singles. It's not the worst food. It's just that this is the very first product that the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, this is the first product that this organization decides to kind of promote. They're like a proud supporter of it, and this is the first one of their Kids Eat Right program. So this is what they were like starting it off with. So generally, you would start off something with like, you know, the healthiest food that you could possibly think of. And that's not what they did. They just went with what is the most like popular food out there. So they went with Kraft Singles, a cheese product, which isn't even cheese, so they can get that like name out there and just, I don't know, like promote that program instead of going for like the healthiest foods. If they would have went with a pasture-raised like raw cheddar product, I'd have no problems with it. Like, okay, great, you're going for like some super healthy food. But that's not what they did here. They just went with, all right, let's get our eyeballs out here. Kraft obviously paid them for it. They even had a spokesperson come out and even talk about how they like pay for the advertisement and everything. And it's just like, come on. If you're trying to endorse a product, or not endorse, if you're trying to promote this program through healthy foods, promote healthy foods. Like, don't put your name out there on some cheese product. Like, put it out there on raw cheese, some like raw whole milk, something like that. I would even be okay with if you went with like some like organic vegetables. Like, don't start off your program supporting something that wasn't even like edible 50 years ago.
Yeah, I think, so you can find this article on the website, you know, we'll link it, but truly the article sucks. Like, it's not even worth a read, to be honest. What I wanted to really, why we want to talk about this article is really because I wanted to touch on the corruption in this world. In maybe this world, that's pretty big, but in this industry, right? And there's a lot of confusion out there, especially, you know, if you talk to me and Tom, you know, we'll promote high quality meats, we'll promote like, you know, low carb options, we'll promote just real foods. And sometimes that doesn't jive with the just mainstream media, and people are confused because they hear a bunch of different narratives about a bunch of different things. You know, one day they'll hear eggs give you diabetes, the next day they'll hear you eggs, or they'll tell you eggs are healthy, and like people just don't know what to believe. And the reason I want to talk about this article is because of things like this. It's because industry and just big business is linked and intertwined with food science way more than people want to believe. And I know nowadays, I mean, with politicians, COVID going around, everyone knows you can buy off politicians. Everyone knows that politics in general is corrupt. Like, I would assume most people think that. But people don't understand, you can buy off a food scientist, you can buy off a professor at Harvard just as easily as you can buy off, you know, some whatever Democratic senator or some Republican congressman. You know what I mean? So people are able to put money into this, like Kraft. They put money into this program, say, hey, I want this seal of approval saying this food's healthy. When really, do I have a problem with Kraft Singles? I actually really don't. I think for the vast, vast, vast majority of people, Kraft Singles are probably damn near one of the healthier things they eat. Just because, yeah, it's processed. Is it whole milk? Is it whole cheese? No, it's, you know, there's other stuff in it, but at least it's, you know, low carb. At least it's quality protein. At least it's quality fat. But this whole industry has been just corrupted. And that's just, it's sad. And that's the reason why there's all these narratives out there that don't kind of line up with each other. It's because this company says, this sugar company is like, hey, I need you to say sugar is not the devil. Good. And they go to some food scientist, some, again, some Harvard professor, and then the Harvard professor says that. But then, you know, 6 months later, the some fat company or some animal-based company says, hey, I need you to say fat's not bad. And so now they have a study out there that says sugar's not bad. And now they have another study that says fat's not bad. But then these studies don't go in, like, they don't line up. And that's just, that's reason why. It's just, it's corrupt, you know?
Well, mostly, like, along that line, like, big sugar and stuff like that, what they want to do is they just want to create chaos, create confusion. That way it's like, okay, well, this study says sugar's bad, this study says sugar's good. So, you know, I don't know who to believe, so I'm just going to eat whatever tastes best to me. That's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to create confusion in there. And the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, like, this is the governing body of, the, like, nutritionists and dietetics. This is, like, the top of the field right there. So they should be held to a very, very high standard, because they're basically the ones who are in charge of telling, they're the ones that are in charge of telling everybody what to be eating. They're in charge of that whole profession of, like, what's healthy eating is in our country. And if they're just out there being bought left and right, then it's like, come on, man. Like, who can you really trust? That's, like, the unfortunate thing. The people that you're supposed to be able to trust the most when it comes to being able to know what's right and what's wrong when it comes to food is totally bought off. And that's what happened here. I don't even know if this program even continued even more. But I know we kind of touched on this last week with the whole, the military turning to obese, our whole public health, or all Americans are just getting too obese to serve in the military, and how, like, the solution to that problem was supposed to be better education in schools. Well, if this is the education in schools that we're getting, it's completely hopeless.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. They should be held to a higher standard, and should they have chose a better product for product number one? 100%. Because this killed the program. Like, you can't. I tried to find other, like, seals of approval based off this, and there are none, because they had to change the title. They had to completely change the program. And I don't know. Like, I think, like I said, I really don't have a problem with Kraft Singles. It's not me trying to attack Kraft Singles. It's really just attacking that industry that it can be bought off. And that's the reason why people are confused. And I want to, maybe eventually we might do a podcast on the sugar industry. And in the kind of 50s and 60s, they created a huge campaign to blame fat and not sugar for heart disease. And it worked, obviously. You know, look at the National Dietary Guidelines that came into effect in 1977. They blamed fat. They did not blame sugar. So that wasn't scientifically based. That wasn't some, you know, hard science. Okay, we know this is going on. This was scientists that were bought off by big industry. And I mean, do I kind of get it? Yeah. Like, if somebody came to me with a $100,000 check and said, I need you just to be quiet, you know, like, don't fight this, let this go through, would I go through with it? I don't know. You know, like, I would hope I have some character. I would hope I have some standards. But, you know, if your family's struggling and someone offers you, again, a check for $100,000, what are you going to do?
Man, the whole sugar industry is way more sinister than that. The last couple books that I've gotten into, just finished reading, were, like, really, like, looking into our whole food policy and stuff, and I don't think we could even do one podcast on that. I'd have way too much to say. But, yeah, like, it's just so, so corrupt. Stuff like Fruit Loops, like a super sugary cereal, is pretty much 100% sugar. It is considered to be heart healthy because it's low in fat. don't eat Fruit Loops. It's not good for your heart. That, don't do that. But according to the American Heart Association, they give their stamp of approval. Like, that stuff is everywhere. And basically, the way I look at it, if a food has, like, the stamp of approval from some, like, quote-unquote, like, governing, like, health body, it's probably not a good thing. Like, I don't trust American Dietetics Association. I don't trust American Heart Association. I sure as hell don't trust the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Like, these academies are obviously all bought, paid for, and they'll just promote whoever gives them the most money. Unfortunately, like, that should not be the truth of the matter, but it is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think maybe I'm a little, I don't know, what's the word? Like, if I see an AHA stamp, American Heart Association stamp on something, I automatically dismiss it. But I think I'm taking for granted my background knowledge. So for a lot of people, maybe they see that AHA stamp and they go, oh, and they buy it, you know? But for me, I don't, because I know better. But sometimes you don't appreciate the knowledge you have sometimes, you know?
Yeah, so my dad was eating Cheerios for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, over a decade, I ate Cheerios every morning. And, like, I finally had to, like, talk to him, like, hey, this is not good for you. But he's like, what do you mean? It says on the box, like, it helps lower cholesterol. It's obviously good for my heart. And I had to, like, talk. It took not one talking to, like, several, like, times convincing him, like, no, this is not good for your heart. Like, this is not a health food. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, there's just kind of those labels out there. And I get it. Not everybody has all the time in the day to, like, you know, read through these studies like me and Tyson do. But they don't have the same background. They haven't read as many books, looked at all the studies and stuff like that. So yeah, like, you would think that the American Heart Association should have the best interest at heart, but unfortunately they don't. And those labels are out there for a reason, and that's because it works. All the biggest corporations out there spend so much money on advertising because that shit works. They're not just throwing their money out there because it doesn't work. Like, no, they know better. That's why you see Coca-Cola commercials, Pepsi commercials, beer commercials all the time, all over TV and stuff. It's because they know that stuff works.
Yeah, that's actually a really great point. These big-ass companies would not spend money if it didn't work. You're right.
Yeah, and just touching on sugar, anytime, anywhere in the world, any country, even like the smallest local government somewhere that like nobody's ever heard of, if they try and take down like if they try and impose like a soda tax, something that might barely hurt the sugar industry, like, you know, Coca-Cola might lose a fraction of a percent in money, they attack that so severely. They attacked California's governor, threatened to, like, promote another bill that would make it damn near impossible for them to, like, create any new legislature if they didn't sign this bill that they couldn't tax soda in California for 10 years. And that went through in 2016. So nobody in California can impose a soda tax until 2026.
Yeah, that's yeah, you know, we really should eventually, we should do a podcast on this, because you're right, they are super shady, they are super aggressive, and that's like putting it lightly, from like a political standpoint, to make their agenda go through. And it's just, I don't know, I hate talking about politics just because it's all so like dirty, you know. It kind of bums me out.
There's no way of, like, learning more about this without getting extremely mad and, like, just kind of feeling hopeless.
Yeah.
It's not the best read. You definitely need to, like, watch something funny. I don't know, watch some, like, cute puppy videos on YouTube or something afterward.
Balance
to
kind of,
like, balance mm-hmm. out your mood. Because that shit is extremely depressing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, don't trust American Academy or the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Don't trust them. There's a reason this thing went under, and that's because everybody, like all the late night TV show hosts, like Jon Stewart was one of them. He made fun of them so bad, but like at least they like bent to the shame. They're like, okay, everybody's making fun of us. We feel shame, so we're just gonna stop this thing. So at least they did that. But still, like that should have never came to that. They should hold themselves to a higher standard.
Yeah, I agree. All right, yeah. You have anything else to say about the article? I think that's good.
I think we said enough about it, and yeah, to talk about what we're going to be talking about later on is about soy formula. So stay tuned if you want to learn more about soy baby formula and how, like, how evil that thing is. It's not just Kraft singles that are bad for you. There's a bunch of foods that are bad that are promoted as healthy.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, you can find the article, again, like I said, on the website, TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Please rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy, healthy week.